The Comedy Zone Podcast is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Comedy Zone Podcast with Will Jacobs. Find us on Twitter at the CZ Podcast. Email us at comedyzonepodcast@gmail.com.
Amazing. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming back. My name is Joy Wills, and again, I will be your interim host for the Comedy Zone podcast for the rest of the month. How are you doing, Brian?
You know what? I am I'm barely holding it together, but I'm all right.
Oh, okay. Man. Are we talking mentally, physically? What's wrong?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's
absolutely.
You know, the older you get, the less you can tolerate.
Yeah, absolutely.
In like every respect, right?
I'm just thinking about every hangover I've ever gotten, honestly. And that tells you how little I've grown up, actually.
The idea of waking up hungover right now, like, literally scares me to death.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just at that age where I'm like,
How old are you, Brian?
I am 56. Is that true? 50, wait, what year is this? 56. Yeah. Yep, I'll be 57.
Okay.
You guys might not recognize that voice because that's not Jason Alan King.
It definitely is not.
I would love to introduce you guys to our guest. I absolutely adore her. She is a hilarious stand-up comedian. She's also an actress. A lot of people would say a huge movie star.
Ooh.
Please welcome to the podcast one of Asheville's own and favorites, Hillary Bagley.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you here, Hillary.
Thank you so much for having me.
I feel bad because, as Brian just mentioned, he's not in a good place right now. I'm just kidding. I don't mean that really, but I mean, you guys know. But Hillary's in a bit of a conundrum herself
I am in a bit of a conundrum. I am in Ringgold, Georgia.
Again, I didn't.
About it makes sense because I just learned about it as well. I'm in Ringgold, Georgia. I was here to film a commercial today in Chattanooga for a non-alcoholic wine. And now my car won't crank. And I need to get back to Asheville, North Carolina, where I live.
And
where I use my car to work another job.
Man, so all your lifelines are just...
I mean, they said Mercury is in, you know, retrograde, and also six other planets, and I'm just like, I don't know how to navigate any of that bullshit.
Yeah, especially without your car. I mean,
yeah, right.
And I love that you said crank because you got a newer car, and so I just picture the big windmill to get the window down, and
right?
I don't think that's what you have to do.
No, it's a 2019 Nissan Altima, and it has a push-button cranker,
you know?
It's got one of those fancy computer systems with a key fob that you can't just jiggle it around till it works.
The screwdriver in the ignition doesn't get it done.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's what the problem is because I've already had to take it to the dealership. Also, I just bought the car. I bought the car in May. I literally just made my third car payment on it. And I've had to take it to the dealership. They changed the battery in the key fob. And they were like, I hope that works. And it did for a few days. And then it stopped again. It keeps going offline. And apparently there's a computer issue, some computer code
That's
thing that has to be replaced. And it was quoted at a whopping $945. Ladies and gentlemen, have you been raped before by a dealership? Oh, also the dealership where I bought it in Atlanta closed.
Oh, man.
Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do with that?
Well,
comedians need vehicles so they can get from point A to point B.
Yeah. Is it under some sort of warranty? Did you get any sort of warranty?
Well, that's what I was trying to call the dealership to find out about, because I was most certain that I had paid for a year-long warranty. I have full all of the insurance.
Yeah, you should.
I don't have health insurance, but my car has insurance. So,
Hillary, did you buy this car from Danny DeVito in the movie Matilda?
I got a limit on Matilda. He
just puts all this glue on your key fob and sticks it to the front of the bumper.
Like, this will surely work.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like they skipped town right after you took those keys and got out of Atlanta.
I'm saying it's closed. It said, like, the website said it was temporarily closed last week when I first had the problem. But today, it doesn't come up on the internet at all.
Which is really hard to do.
I called the finance company and they're like, well, we don't deal with that. I said, well, who does? Like, I'm paying you the money. So can you help me be able to make money if I can keep paying your ass?
Oh, my gosh. To be able to wipe yourself from the internet in 2022 is quite a feat in its own.
Ain't it? I don't know how. I don't know what the problem is, but it's got to get fixed.
Yeah, your car has to get better because you're supposed to be in Charlotte Thursday tonight for a
show.
Thursday,
yes. Thursday, today. How am I going to get there? The amount of times.
We have a matter of hours.
Before I got the car, I would be stuck here, there, everywhere. I've been stuck in Atlanta. I've been stuck in Charlotte. I've been stuck all over the place trying to get to my shows because I refuse to say no to a show.
You do a lot of shows.
I do. And I mean, bitch, got to make a living.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
But that's how I even bought the car, is because I got stuck in Atlanta and I needed to get back to Asheville. And I also needed a rental car for the next 3 days because I had shows. And every rental car place, I couldn't get one for less than $700 or $800 for 3 days.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll shit out $300 more, put $1,000 down on a car today. Let's go.
That's almost a whole key fob.
Yeah, right. It's almost a whole key fob.
Brian, the last time I saw Hillary, we did two shows together, and the first one is at in Asheville at a place called, is it Girl and Goblin?
The Girl and Goblin Tattoo Shop. Yes,
tattoo,
it's my
shop.
Most favorite place to do a show.
/ taxidermy.
Okay. It's tattoo shop and taxidermy place. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a full line in there, and there's even like tiny ducks.
there were tiny ducks and wet specimens. It's a cool spot.
Yeah, it is one of the coolest places I've seen. They have like a little library with all these Goosebumps books. It's very Asheville.
Yeah, yes.
It is very Asheville. But I think the guy that owns it, I think they're actually from Detroit. But they're some of the nicest people that I've ever met in my life. And I love the business. I also didn't think I had to warn people that were coming to do shows there about all of the taxidermy everywhere until I had one comic on and she was headlining and one of the other comics came and they were like, hey, Hillary, I think you need to go talk to your headliner. She's freaking out. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I go in there and she's got her hands held between her knees. Rocking back and forth, and I'm like, are you all right? And she says, I am deathly afraid of taxidermy.
Oh my gosh.
She still did the show though, so the show must go on.
I mean, how could you did she do well? Because I can only imagine,
I mean,
like someone with agoraphobia.
Right. I think people were just laughing about, I mean, she played into the fear.
Oh, good.
Heavy, you know. But also, I'm like, it's taxidermy. They ain't going to get you. They did.
Yeah, that's like a very niche fear. And I feel like, honestly, kind of dumb.
Right, me too.
Like, are you worried someone's going to stuff you? I need to understand, but there's trauma behind it. You know, that's right.
Yeah, right. You know, maybe somebody tortured her with a taxidermy raccoon or something.
Yeah, maybe her papa made her stuff her first puppy or something.
I don't know. Right. You gonna eat every bit of this deer except the skin.
My dad used to skin his deer on my swing set, and I never thought that was weird.
Yeah. Well, right, my stepdad did in our carport, man. Like, it was just a part of it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like you had venison for dinner. And I like a lot of people would be grossed out by that. I've never had a second thought.
Yeah, right. If you grew up with it, then it's just normal.
Yeah.
My niece just learned that meat comes from the animal that it's called.
Oh, no.
She's young. And there was a deer in their yard, and her dad was joking and said that he was going to shoot it so they could have it for dinner. And she was like, what do you mean, have it for dinner?
Hold on, everybody.
She's like, don't shoot it, Daddy, and we're not going to eat it. And he's like, yeah, we're going to eat it. It's going to be delicious.
Like, would you rather go to Chick-fil-A? It's like, just so you don't have to see it.
Yeah. Well, now she won't eat any meat. Like, her birthday party, she's like, can we have salad? Like, oh, okay.
How long has she been meat free?
Like a year and a half. She also said she doesn't like to chew it. So, yeah. Okay. I mean, she's 9, 10 years old.
Sounds pretty high maintenance if you ask me.
Yeah, that's what her mom said too.
it's a texture thing, and I don't really like gluten either.
Exactly.
Well, Hillary, I wanted to ask you because I'm so fascinated by your kind of trajectory, and I don't know a lot about it. We haven't had this conversation about your stand-up career and your acting career, and I really want to know about the evolution and how you started in that and how you kind of made that gap or bridged that gap, I should say.
I was found. I've been doing stand-up since 2013. And in 2016, I started getting asked to do shows, and like I got paid for my first show. And then 2017, I opened for John Reap at the Orange Peel, which is a fairly big venue in Asheville. And a friend of mine shared the show poster, and my picture was like a half a centimeter by half a centimeter at the bottom of the page. And a casting director that she had worked with previously saw the picture and went through my Facebook and saw us did stand up. She called my friend and was like, who is this girl? Can I have her phone number? My friend called me. She's like, listen, if anybody from Atlanta, New Orleans, or LA calls you today, you better answer it. So I was sitting there at the phone waiting all day long. They didn't call me for like a week later. But when they called me, they asked me for a stand-up tape. I sent that in. They sent that to Jennifer Aniston, and she thought I was hilarious and had them bring me in for a live audition for Dumplin'.
Oh, and my gosh. I didn't know she was that involved with like...
Oh, she was one of the producers for the movie as well as starring in it. She liked me, and I went in for the interview and got the role. So it just kind of like happened. And after the first day of filming, the producers pulled me to the side and they were like, honey, I don't know what you've been doing for this long in your life, but this is what you need to be doing. And I was like, well, can you help me do that then? Because y'all found me.
Yeah.
Remember, I didn't know how to do this.
That is the most validating thing someone can say to you, like someone in the business being like, hey, you're supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, tell me more.
Yeah. You know? Like, I hate myself most days when I'm doing most days, like performing. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, sometimes I have to remind myself that somebody else sees it besides me, you know?
Yeah.
Because I will be like, no, I've never worked. I can't even make a stupid reel on my Instagram like I'm supposed to every single day because I can't look at myself.
But well, it's like, and your closest friends and family can tell you you're funny, but like a random person after a show being like, hey, that was the best show I've ever seen. You're like, wow, that is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Like, it means so much more coming from either a person who knows what they're talking about or a complete stranger.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. But they ended up getting me an agent, and I got a second movie. And then COVID happened. And so I haven't done any other filming until today, actually. I filmed that commercial and it was really fun. Also last week I did two auditions and I got both roles.
I don't know
when I'm filming. Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. Like, things are happening.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The second one is about a big girl comedian. It's the script has already won several awards in like Austin Film Festival and a couple other festivals. And it's a short film and I'm going to be the lead role.
Wow. That's amazing, Hillary. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, me too. They were negotiating price on the last emails that I saw. So
we love to hear that. We need a new car, baby.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm gonna do it for whatever. Yeah. Just because of it. Real. I need the real.
Yeah, give us their information. We'll block them from this podcast so they don't hear.
Yeah,
that.
Right.
Wait, and no, I forgot to mention, Brian, I'm so sorry. Like, right. I should have mentioned she was in Dumplin', right, as she mentioned.
I just put that together.
Yeah. I should have said that from the top with Jennifer Aniston on Netflix. And I will also say, because obviously I saw the movie and you
it's
were
really
like,
good.
So good. But you're like relatively serious in it. And like, I've never seen you serious. I've never seen you serious before. So it was cool.
Aunt Lucy and I are two different people, but also the same person, you know, because the way she is with her niece is exactly how I am with my niece.
Yeah.
And like, I can see it. Like, the movie's fantastic for the message that it gives, but I literally watched myself grow in confidence while, spending lots and lots of time with my niece. Mm. That is very much like me.
Yeah.
And you can't tell her shit. Like, mm-hmm. she don't know. What is a fat? She has never heard fat in her life. And stuck in her mind. And I'm like, it's really beautiful to see.
Yeah.
You know, because she's got all the confidence in the world. And I'm like, yes, little girl, yeah. I see you.
It's like everything you wish you had when you were little. Like, you're not letting
I wish somebody had said something besides, God, cover up them big ugly arms, Hillary. You know, like, anything besides that or like, hey, nice outfit or something. Instead, you look ugly. You need to lose that weight.
Oh, my God.
Thomas, do you ever think your legs would get that big? I'm like, damn, Nanny, can I get a break?
Jesus. Well, I mean, when you decided to start stand-up, how did your family, like, did your family expect you to do that?
Nah. No. Really? And they still don't believe in it.
Really?
Like,
you're like, how many friends cast members do I have to do movies with for you to accept me?
Yeah, right. I was like, why don't you believe me? They love me, but they don't. They're like, my cousin says, I don't know how you do it. I just don't know how you do it. And I'm like, do what? And she's like, just barrel through life how you do. And I'm like, excuse me. First of all, she said, I was texting my boyfriend. She said, I was texting my boyfriend and I said, even though Hillary might be a really hot mess, she keeps telling me this to my face now. Okay. She's like, even though Hillary's a hot mess, she's the only one I can truly be myself around.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
You are the queen of backhanded compliments.
I was just about to say, the first one was such a deliberate backhand compliment, but then she just started backhanding you completely.
Yeah. I'm like, it's just funny to me. She's like, all of them, they're like, I have to have a plan. I'm like, I have a plan.
Yeah, I'm really confident in that.
My plan is just fueled by hopes and dreams, you know?
I plan to be successful and make
Yeah,
money.
I do. I put my intentions out there, you know? Yeah. Like, and most of the time, too, with everything that I've ever tried to do or, like, yearned for, I'm going to focus on this, I'm going to work hard, blah, 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 blows up in my face every time. The most, you know, monumental things that were positively life-changing were all but handed to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'll be presented with an opportunity and I have to choose, you know, whether I'm going to take it or not. And I'm a yes man in that way. Not a yes man like you could run over me, but
if I'm
given an opportunity, I'm going to take advantage of it because I feel like that's my magic, you know?
Right. Well,
that's how I barrel through life. I told her, I was like, it's because I'm smarter than you.
Well, I feel like so a lot of people's success in stand-up specifically, it's not like this process or
Well, I mean, any process that there has ever been doesn't even exist anymore. Like,
yeah, it's, I mean, in seven different anything. Things have to happen for it to align, for something to happen, for someone to notice you. Like, mm-hmm. everything right. has to, and it's a lot of luck, but that doesn't mean it's not a lot of hard work and right. drive and right. preparing.
Exactly. It is still hard work. Yeah. I have to remind myself of that also. I have to remind myself all the time that even though this all oftentimes doesn't feel like I'm working because mm-hmm. I enjoy getting yeah. on stage and performing so much, it doesn't feel like a grueling 9-to-5 kind of job.
Yeah.
I still be putting in a lot of time and effort and energy, you know?
Yeah.
To well, get even this far. And I feel like this ain't far enough. You know what I mean? I'm on my way.
Yeah. But I mean, absolutely. And I feel like some people get too bogged down on trying to be business savvy in this, but like if you're just
yeah not me
funny yeah I mean
pass that baton
right it's hard to watch because it's like yeah. focus on your writing, focus on your performance, and you know yeah. connecting with people, but like don't be annoying,
right? Don't be annoying. I don't want to be annoying. But then they're like, what's the TikTok? You got to talk about your business. If you want to have a business, you got to talk about your business. If you want to have a business, you got to talk about your business. If you want to have a business, you got to talk about yeah. your business. And I'm like, hey, I'm a business.
I am a business.
My name is Hillary. I'm the business.
I have a hard time asking for things that I want. And I kind of sense you're the same way.
Yeah, usually I sometimes wonder too if that's why I'm always in a state of need. Like, even though I bought the car, you know, it's like my energy is so scared to ask for something that I want or need or should have all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That I have to be in a place of desperation, like, somebody help me.
And is it just in like this, or is it like every part of your life you're kind of like that?
Well, some places I'm completely helpless. Some of my friends are, and I think a lot of it is undiagnosed ADHD.
Yeah, for sure.
All my life, all of these symptoms have been there, but I have never had a name for it.
Yeah.
You know, like I can handle emotional, like big things, or like somebody else's having their whole world overturned. But my friend Jasmine said, she's like, Hillary, I don't understand how you could come in and save the world, but you can't tie your shoes like you're supposed to yeah, every day.
Absolutely.
Simple, like small things I cannot grasp.
Yeah.
Like emailing.
Oh, I get just so much anxiety.
Why yeah. can't I do it? I hate it.
Yeah. I hate all of that. Like even if I send like a text and I'm worried about the response, I'll turn my notifications off from that person specifically and then like throw my phone across the room. Even if I need to know, I'm just like, I can't. I was at Harris Teeter earlier. I got like one of those ready like poke bowls. And I asked the person mm-hmm. behind the counter if they had forks, which first of all, I felt bad about. But she was
yeah,
like,
right?
Yeah, I'm like, damn. I was like, I'm culturally inept. She was like, they're around the corner. And then I go around the corner and there's knives, spoons, and no forks whatsoever.
And there were
like 300 of knives and spoons, like collectively. And I got a spoon and I checked out. I was like,
it's okay. I'll just scoop it down.
I can never talk to that woman again.
Ever.
Yeah. That's hilarious. The kind of stuff I worry about.
Yeah. No. No, I don't see. That's it too. I don't really worry until something is blowing up in my face. And then I'm like, oh God. And then I usually get over it pretty quickly. That, I think, is also the ADHD thing.
I don't worry about missing flights, do you?
Do what?
Do you worry about missing flights? I don't at all.
I did it until we were in Amsterdam and got stuck for 4 days.
Oh, yeah. You just went international. I've totally forgot.
Yes, I did this year. That's what I'm saying. Comedy has taken me further than anything else I've ever done. Last year, I went all the way to Hawaii to perform. This year, your girl went international. I went to Paris and Amsterdam.
Oh, my
plus
gosh.
Plus, I'm in the 2 movies, and now I'm going to be in another movie and another commercial.
Man, I'm glad we got her when we did.
Seriously, we'll be able to say that we had her before she blew up.
Yeah. right after Jennifer Aniston, but right before whoever the next person is.
Yeah, right after Jennifer Aniston, but right after before Jimmy Fallon or something.
Oh, shit. We're shit. Manifesting
I'm
it.
Trying to put it out there. Yeah. Trying to put it in the universe.
That's right.
You hear me, Jimmy? He's listening to Comedy Zone Charlotte podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Jimmy just cackled in his office. Like, that was the funniest thing he's ever heard.
Exactly.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. I want to let everyone know where they can follow you. Obviously, they can see you tonight at the Comedy Canteen in NoDa, correct?
NoDa.
In NoDa. So Hillary will be there tonight. Go support. She is absolutely amazing. Crystal Ramey puts on that show. So shout out to her for putting on shows that... go buy a ticket because Ashley needs to get here.
So just to be clear, that's September 15th. So Thursday night, September 15th is that show.
Is correct.
So if you're listening to us, say tomorrow or a year from now, you missed it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. 2022, babe.
Yeah.
2022.
Yeah. And if you're listening in 2023, go check out Hillary's movie.
there you go.
It's got rave reviews. And one last thing I wanted to mention, obviously, with the Comedy Zone podcast, kind of a wild week. We had Nick Coletti, and then we had 1,000 Laughs is tonight. And this whole weekend, they just added another show for Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
nice.
Huge name. So I think, honestly, Friday and Saturday shows are all sold out. Maybe the first Sunday, but the second Sunday, if you're hearing this in time, may be available. Go out and get your tickets. Hillary, I so appreciate you joining us.
Yeah. And you can follow me at Hilarious on Instagram and Hilarious.com for all my show dates.
And I will tag her in my post on my personal and on our from the network so y'all can follow her there. Brian, got anything else?
After we hang up the line, Hillary, stay on the line because I think I have an idea that might help you with your car. So,
okay, thank you. I love to hear it.
I'm full of ideas. Only like 10% of them actually work, but we'll give this a shot.
Okay, well, we'll bank on that.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Comedy Zone podcast. I am Joy Wills. I will see y'all next week.
Comedy Zone Podcast is a production of Comedy Zone Worldwide and is recorded in a bunker just off the Comedy Zone showroom at the Abbott Exchange Music Factory in Charlotte, North Carolina. The executive producers of the Comedy Zone Podcast are Brian Heffern and Brian Baltashevitz. Talent Wrangler is Mike Hall. Original music composed and performed by John McKeever.